everybody. It is Melanie Mitro and Katie Ersta, and we are the hosts of the Make She Cap'n podcast. And this podcast is for you, friend. We're going to dive into the skills, mindset, and systems you need to build a successful social media presence, and it supports your business goals. All right, and I am Melanie Mitro, one of the co-hosts, and I have left my full-time career in early intervention to be a stay-at-home mom, and I'm seriously craving something more.
All right, and I'm Katie. I am a stage 4 cancer survivor. I absolutely love all things storytelling, and I was a teacher who truly just wanted to get the groceries paid for. Never in a million years did I see what would happen with this business.
Oh my gosh, and here we are, 10 years later, and we have built multi-million dollar businesses from our laptop, from our kitchen tables, basically anywhere that you have Wi-Fi. And the cool part is now we get to teach other people how to do the same.
So just two female entrepreneurs who are wives, moms, and we're also besties who want to take you on the journey right alongside us to help you build a business that you love and a life that you desire.
All right, so come on in, check out today's episode.
All right, we're back.
It is the Make She Cap'n podcast, and Katie and I are talking to you about the fourth quarter push.
Yes.
Today, because I mean, it is the fourth quarter and we're getting into the last part of the year, and there's kind of two people out there in society, right, that run businesses. It's like the people that are like, fourth quarter, let's go. Like they're running towards their goals.
They're like puke and rally people. They're like, let's keep going.
Okay. Yes, absolutely. But then there's also other people that say, oh my gosh, I'm nowhere near where I want to be for the year. I've, you know, I've procrastinated. I've sort of enjoyed the first, you know, three quarters of the year. And then they just shut down.
Yeah.
It's like the goal seems so far away. There's no way they can get there. So they kind of go, you know what? I'll just come back in the new year when it's like a new year. And I'll just take some time off.
I love that you share it. Like, you know what? I'll just do that. No, for me, when I would hear the word push, not anymore, but it really in the thick of building my business and I heard the word push, it was that I wanted to crawl into a hole and just hug myself in the fetal position. So it wasn't just a, I'll get back to it in January. Yeah. It was actually like a trigger for me. And
really?
I actually do think it is that for a lot of business owners, they get so worried about not achieving the goal and they build up that fear and that worry in their mind so much.
Yeah.
That it actually makes the goal almost unattainable because they just don't like the feeling going into it. And so I wanted to clarify that because I know that you're more of the type A puke and rally type of person.
For sure. 100%. I am 100%. Like, you give me a goal, you put a competition in front of me and like balls to the walls, like I'm not holding back.
Yeah, no, I'm in the fetal position. Yeah. Not that I can't, but I
It's interesting because then pushing for a goal really doesn't bring you joy. It actually causes an adverse reaction. I actually feel like when you talk about fetal position, I envision somebody like getting ready to hurl.
Yeah.
Like that feeling of just nauseated
not,
and sick.
Not and, in a positive way.
Yeah.
No, I think I should clarify that. I do enjoy working towards a goal if it's done on my terms, which
it.
Kind of brings us to what we're talking about today, which is making sure you're aligned to your goal and why it matters to you, which is critical to building a business and having success.
It is. So it's important that you set goals. It's not that you want to shy away from goal setting at all. Because as you can hear, both Katie and I set goals, work towards them, work incredibly hard. Mm-hmm. We sometimes approach it in different ways, but we get to the same outcome. And that's really fair to say.
For sure.
But I want to say, if you're, no matter which type of person you are right now, where you're like, I'm pacing along and I'm doing really good, and if I just give it a little more effort, I will accomplish the things I want for the year. Or you're on the flip side where it looks so far away and you're not sure it can happen. I want you to remember that even if you work hard from now until the end of the year and you don't reach the goal, you don't get to where you want to be, you will be further along and you will have created momentum way more than the people who just shut down and said, I'll come back in January. Mm-hmm. Because when business is typically slower for some of us over the holidays, right? And where most people are just kind of kicking back and drinking their eggnog and eating their sugar cookies, right? I know. And you're consistently showing up, you will go into the next year, you'll go into 2022 with momentum where everybody else will be like trying to start that freight train.
Yeah.
So even if you don't make make the goal, you're already setting yourself up for a successful new year. And a lot of times people forget that. They just see like, man, I'm done. I'm going to take time off. But no, that's like the worst thing you can do.
Yeah. And so today what we want to do is actually redefine the word push. Mm-hmm. And we're actually going to share what you can do, whether you are that type A person that Melanie described, the puke and rally, let's go, drink the eggnog, and we're going to party on. Or if you're more like me, where you have to really analyze what your year-end goal and have a specific strategy in place and really only look at it day by day instead of the big picture. And so before I give you this acronym for PUSH and how we've realigned it and redefined it to make ourselves feel good about it, I want to ask you a question. And that question is very, very specific and it's personal. And if you want to share or give us feedback, of course, on Instagram, that's great. But I want to know, do you have a tendency to count yourself out before you count yourself in? And have you actually really analyzed your numbers for where you are right now and looked at, okay, well, what do I need to do on a daily basis to actually get to where I want to go? And once I look at those numbers, the truth that no longer clouded with the feelings of can't, is it actually possible? Yep. And I know that you shared a story with me yesterday about somebody in your organization. I would love for you to kind of like take a minute to share that because I think it's really important.
Yeah, I was having a conversation with one of the people that I mentor in my organization and she was panicked because she's like, I don't think that I can achieve the goal. And the goal was elite. So for those of you in the Beachbody world, right? She was like, I just don't know if I can do it. Like, I'm gonna have to push everybody and I'm gonna have to give up everything that I've been working towards. And I was like, well, have you actually sat down and looked at the numbers? And she was like, no. I go, well, have you broken down what you need to do every single month from here out to the end of the year to see what it's gonna take? No. I go, so you've basically counted yourself out. Yeah. You basically just said it's not possible, but you never really let yourself get into the numbers to figure it out. And so I was like, okay, you need X amount of points. And then, so this is what you need. And I just walked her through what she would need. And I was like, so what are you doing now? She's like, oh, well, I'm already kind of doing that. Maybe like a little more effort. And I said, okay. So when in reality, it's not really going to be hard for you to reach this goal. You're not going to have to push in an unhealthy way. You're not going to drag people along. You're not going to have to throw your life out of balance. It's just really intentional effort on the right actions and just tracking your points. Yes. And she was like, oh, well, yeah, I can totally do that. Yeah. Right? So it was just kind of this moment where I just sometimes think we don't even let ourselves go there.
Yeah.
And it's totally possible.
I know. And so we count ourselves out. So we really want to gut check that question. And before we even get into the four areas of the push goal that are done in a healthy way, I want you to actually think about what your year-end goal is and then take the feel and the emotion out of it and say, is the action that I need to do, is it possible?
Yep.
And then the second question, of course, is are you willing to take action? Mm-hmm. So let's actually talk about PUSH and the acronym we created for it. So why don't you, do you want to talk about P or do you want me to talk about P?
Sure, I can talk about it. Yeah. Great. So RP in PUSH is purpose. And it's really important that with any goal, we actually know what the purpose is and that is it aligned to joy and our priorities. So is the thing that we are working towards, is it aligned to our joy and priorities, right? And so I think about when Katie and I put things on our calendar, right? We very often, there are a lot of things that come our way on a day, requests constantly that come our way for our time, for, you know, our input or to create something. Mm-hmm. And even us, we're constantly creating ideas, but we're always asking ourselves, do we enjoy doing these actions? And sometimes we have to do things we don't love.
Absolutely.
But then we're always going, is it aligned to our priorities? Is it going to throw us out of balance?
Right.
And is it getting us closer to ultimately the business we want to create for our families?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the better, the more we do it, the more we ask ourselves, does this feel good? Is this aligned to where we want to go? The better we get about making decisions that actually are aligned towards the goal.
Yeah.
And so I really want to remind you that when it comes to your purpose, always knowing what you're working towards is critical. And if it doesn't feel good to you, you have to ask yourself really why. What is it about the goal that's making you uncomfortable? Mm-hmm. Is it because you feel like somebody else is pushing you towards that goal, or because you actually think you can achieve it, but it feels really far away?
Right.
So let's talk about the second one. And I really love this one because I have a love-hate with this, this part of the push goal, and that's urgency. And usually I want you to think about, even as I say the word, this is urgent, how it makes you feel. And I don't want you to think of it as a negative. If you do feel that, I want to relook at that word and think about urgent more as it's really important that it get done because it matters to me. All right. So the word urgent is the second part. And quick story for you. And this is hard to believe, but this was 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. My son Dom was just born. And I remember that I had this conversation about, is it possible for me in the Beachbody world to go elite? And I remember having a conversation with Melanie, and it was her saying, you know, Katie, have you looked at your numbers? Like, it's actually possible for you to do. So she had kind of planted that seed. And I re-looked at my purpose, and I thought to myself, you know what would be amazing? If I would do this, if I would achieve this goal, I would be able to earn more income to extend my maternity leave. Mm-hmm. But I also acknowledge that that deadline is about 6 weeks from right now. And I believe it was in September when I started working towards this. So it was 6 or 8 weeks. And so then I broke it down and I looked at those numbers and I realized it was actually possible, but I had to really look at it and say, there is no excuse for not getting the work done every single day. So urgency began to really matter in my business because it was aligned to my purpose. And that's what really drove me. So when it comes to urgency, ask yourself, am I aligned to my purpose, right? And then am I actually feeling like the goal matters enough to work towards in the time that I can? So urgency is part two.
I love it. Okay, so let's talk strategy.
Oh, this is so up your alley. I feel like we lined it up perfectly for you.
We did. So the S is strategy. So now that we've decided we're gonna push for the goal, we don't just show up on day one and be like, what am I going to do today? You know, because that's like the easiest way to spin your wheels and to waste time. So we really need to take a step and say, what are the action steps that I need to take to achieve the goal I'm working towards? And just like I did when I was mentoring one of the members of my team, we started to walk through, okay, what's the breakdown of the points? Where do we need to, how do we get to those points? If we know we need certain people doing certain actions, can we create a visual for ourselves? Like, I know that I need to touch base with these people every single week. I know that I need to be inviting, you know, X amount of people a day to be able to get to this goal at the end of the month. And so the strategy is actually breaking down the actions, because in any business, there's a lot of things we can spend our time on, but they're not always the things we should be spending our time on, right? And so we want to make sure that our strategy and what we're saying yes to is, again, aligned to where we are going. So we're really getting clarity, right, around like the actions. And a big one is for network marketing friends is recruitment. If you say to yourself, I want to grow a team, yet you're only selling product, your strategy isn't aligned to where you want to go. So now we want to make sure that throughout the month, if we want to grow our team, that we're running sneak peeks and we're inviting to the business opportunity and we're growing that email list and we're doing discovery calls and we're positioning ourselves as an expert in the industry, right? So that's a strategy. That's the difference between just showing up and saying, what do I do today? And knowing exactly what actions are going to produce the results.
Yeah. All right. So the last one that we have is habit. So push, we have our entire acronym. And then the last word, of course, is habit. And I know that this is something that people in business often kind of poo-poo all over. They're like, yes, you need a habit. And I want to go back to the podcast episode that you recorded solo, where you talked about creating the habit even when it was hard and how you would get out of bed and you created that discipline of getting up in the morning before the kids did. And then you would work in the evenings. And that discipline of creating a habit that worked for you
yeah.
was aligned also to what your big vision was for where you wanted to be yeah. and how you wanted to basically end the year and the quarter. Right. But more importantly, overall, like what your overall purpose was of creating the business.
Yeah.
And so when you're thinking about your habits, I would encourage you to actually audit. I would mm-hmm. audit your day and say, what habits are leading me towards success or what habits are leading me away? So for example, if you're noticing that you're spending an hour on social media, but 55 of those minutes are just scrolling and looking for ideas, that's not really a powerful habit that's yeah. going to help you build a business. And so I encourage you to actually listen to that episode Melanie recorded, and we'll put it in the show notes, the specific number. But when you listen to that podcast, I want you to hear how she talks about discipline and creating a habit and knowing that that habit was aligned to where she wanted to go.
Yeah.
And that's what we need to do as well.
Yeah.
But it leads me to this idea that people lie to themselves and say, I need to work, I need 10 hours a day, or right. I need 8 hours a day to build a successful business. And it's a lie.
Right.
It is a downright lie. And I do firmly believe that you can build a successful business on your own terms, defined for you, with very little time put yeah. into it if you are willing to create that push.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
by push, I mean that you have your purpose, you have your urgency, you have your strategy, and you create a habit. When you do that, you can really look at, wow, I can yeah. get a lot done in a very little amount of time.
I know. And again, people count themselves out because they think push means sacrificing everything that I need to do. Push yeah. means like no joy and no fulfillment. It, you know, and that's not it at all. And mm-hmm. one of the things that, of course, Katie and I created a resource for yeah. you that you can actually access, and we'll drop it in the show notes, is the proven 2-hour workday method. I mean, Katie and I both
yeah.
built businesses in pockets of time. And so even in seasons of intense push,
yeah.
we were still operating based off of the model that mm-hmm. we created. So it's actually a freebie. So you can click the link in the comments, you can download it. Not only do we give you a checklist, but we teach you how to do the actual activities that are yeah. on that checklist. And we even send you some emails about it as well to help kind of give you some color. So if you are saying to yourself like, okay, fourth quarter, I've been playing it safe, like it's my time to shine, I've got a big goal, I have a big vision, I'm ready to step it up, then let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. And so download the Proven 2-Hour Workday and come hang out with us in the yeah. Chic Influencer community. We would love to have you. We're actually going to be taking a deeper dive into the fourth quarter push, giving you some actionable sort of items to work through
yeah.
and really having a conversation with mm-hmm. our community members about what does it look like? What does strategy look like? So
yeah.
we'll be walking you guys through strategy right in our Facebook group, in our community.
We can't wait. All right, you guys, thank you so much for tuning in this week. We'll see you next week on the Make Chic Happen podcast.
All right, so if you loved today's episode, make sure you head over to wherever you listened to the episode today and leave us a rating and review. And also, take a little screenshot and tag us on Chic Influencer. We'll feature you in our stories. Plus, we'd love to get your feedback and hear from our listeners.
Yep. Until next week, let's make chic happen.